You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad, and catching up today on some of the Irish organisations that are here and some of the programmes that are planned for the months ahead. And I'm sitting with Ellen MacIsaac. Ellen, great to chat with you.
Lovely to chat with you.
I know you're busy at the moment and you have a lot going on. So the application for the 180 has just closed.
Yes.
So what's in the pipeline and how are things going?
So... Now, we partnered with the Ottawa Writers Festival to put together a joint proposal. They're bringing over 8 Irish authors, at least 3 of whom will be Irish-speaking, to do a special sort of celebratory festival.
Right.
And we're going to do a concert, and we're going to... The idea is to sort of tell the story of an Irish immigrant coming from Ireland because of the famine, all the way up to Ottawa.
Okay.
Through song and dance and... story, much like what we're doing for the James Joyce thing that's coming up.
Okay.
We want to sort of we want to mix literature and music and song and dance and every kind of art I can think of to help tell this story. So we want to bring in lots of guests. We want to involve the authors from Ireland to put together this performance. So, yeah, we'll see if they like it. I'm hoping they will. I mentioned it to the ambassador, and he seemed very enthusiastic, but
good.
I doubt he's the one who's... it'll go through a vetting process.
I'm sure it will. And I'm sure they'll be looking at the whole country, and they're looking at probably what will present a nice collage of events. You mentioned James Joyce. I know you have an event coming up on that as well.
Yeah. So we've partnered with the James Joyce Association of Ottawa, and we're going to do a concert on the 13th of June here at St. Bridget's, and it's going to be a... sort of song and story, sort of a lessons and carols kind of a structure where they read a section out of something from Joyce and we sing the song that's made reference to in the reading.
Right.
So to highlight how musical James Joyce really was, how much music is laced throughout all of what he does. So,
Indeed.
We're looking forward to that too. So that's going to sort of be the proof of concept.
Okay.
And then the hope is then we can apply that in a bigger way for the famine thing.
Now we're heading into the festival season, and I know you were at Almon Kelfest last year. How's the festival season looking?
Well, we weren't actually. We're going there this year.
Oh, it's this year, okay.
Yeah, we were there 3 years ago, I think.
Time flies.
I know, it's frightening. But yeah, no, we're going to do the opening, the anthems, some things.
Okay.
So we'll bring some stuff from the Joyce concert, some stuff from our winter concert, and yeah. Do a few songs there.
One of the challenges with any choir can be maintaining numbers, churn, and then when you do have churn, you're bringing a newbie into what are a mature choir. How are the challenges?
It can be challenging. I find there's sort of 2 sorts of people who join or express an interest in joining. One are the folks who kind of want the pub sing experience. They want a unison, very low effort, and we try to do pub sings to sort of accommodate those folks, but when we're doing a concert, it's a much more involved thing. So then there's that second group of people who do definitely want to work at it, but it seems like a very steep hill to climb. So I do all of the parts on MP3 with the words oscillated there, whatever we're working on. And I have all of the music in PDF format, so they can literally just sing along with me. They can download their parts and just sing along, put it in their car, wherever they happen to be listening to music in a digital way, and sort of practice that way to help get them over the hump.
Right.
You know, I try to make it as barrier-free as I can possibly make it.
Right. And the other thing, I guess, a lot of choirs would tend to attract maybe an older age group. Do you have a challenge getting, or how are you with reaching a younger age group?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge. We can get university age, like the students.
Okay.
Because Ottawa U is very close by. Carleton's just a bus ride away.
Okay.
It's not so bad. But once April comes, they're heading home because they need to go get summer jobs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I miss the window of time when a woman is raising children.
Yep.
And by the time they're, you know, they're empty nesters, then they want to come back to choir.
Right,
so
right.
I have this gap in the choir of, you know, women, you know, with children, just
yep.
because they don't have the time.
Yep.
So
yep.
yeah, that tends to be the way it is. I have really, you know, late teens, early 20s, and then I have 50s, 60s. So.
Outside of the choir, you've done a little bit of work. I know you had the six of the Rose of Tralee.
Mm-hmm.
Roses perform at the Gael's 50th anniversary dinner and perform at a few other events.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, I guess, is a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And it was very... Weirdly, it was ad hoc to start with because
yeah.
the Roses got together and they wanted to do this as a surprise. And it just... It has legs, like it just took off, and
yep.
now people are. We get messages going, "Can you guys come and sing?"
Yeah.
And to the extent we can,
yep.
we try to, you know, accept those sorts of things. But obviously, it's our people free, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
but yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
The other thing I know is that you are now exclusively a ladies' choir, whereas you had been you had some tenors and basses in there.
We did.
Who have either flown the coop or gone elsewhere, and you've settled on as a ladies' choir.
Yeah. yeah.
Does that restrict your repertoire in any way?
Only insofar as if we want to do a piece of music and I can't find it for ladies' choir, I have to make it.
Okay.
So I will get a version and adapt it,
yeah.
or I will just straight up build it.
Okay.
And so it's mostly my time,
yeah, yeah,
how much
yeah,
time
yeah.
have I got to spend on it.
Yeah.
But the hope is that I'll produce, you know, choral literature that will outlast me and other people can then make use of, hopefully.
When you started this, did you envisage 20 years?
No. No, I didn't. But I'm happy to keep it going.
Right.
It's been a really good way to, I guess, manage stress, manage the nonsense that comes at you in life.
Yeah.
I find,
yeah.
you know, that 2 hours of choir every week, you're so focused on what you're doing that those other things can't intrude, and it's sort of a spa break of way.
So what you need to do is make the world go away would be a suitable song.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ellen, any of the events that you will be performing at, do you list them on the site, the website?
We do.
And so,
we do.
So where should... I know there will be in the Irish Community Ottawa calendar. They find their way in there. But then your own website?
It's ottawaceltichoir.ca. All one word. The only thing that's still in the air at this point, we're not quite sure yet, is whether or not the choir will go down to the Cultus Convention in Toronto in 2027.
Okay.
We're not quite sure yet,
yep.
but we're looking at it.
Excellent.
As a possibility. So that
okay.
might be fun. Drag the choir down and we'll see what kind of mischief we can get up to.
Yep. Ellen, thanks a million.
Thanks so much.